Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station. I am your host, Zainab Askari, and I have with me Zainab Barkat.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, fine, dear listeners. I hope you're also fine, you're doing well. And in case you're not doing well on this holy land, we pray for your well-being all the time.
Mm-hmm. There's Islamic lifestyle.
True.
Why do they call it that? Is it because, like, again, it covers more than one aspect of your life? Every aspect of your life.
I think every aspect right? of your life for me.
So we were talking about Islamic lifestyle.
True.
And you so very intelligently explained that it's called lifestyle because it's the sort of life a Muslim person lives. How much do you think an Islamic lifestyle affects the social aspect of our lives?
So much.
For real?
So much. See how much Islam emphasizes on unity, on gatherings, even if your prayers,
it gives you a sense of community.
Community. And
I don't like that, though.
See, if you offer one prayer.
No. I'm not arguing with it. Accept it. Mm-hmm. It's available in the literature. I can't deny it. It triggers my social anxiety. So I try not to. God would understand, I'm sure.
God would understand. That's what most of the people say. God would understand.
Yeah, it's not wajib. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
It's not obligatory.
Well,
it's not
socially.
Like,
it gives you a sense of that you're living in a community. We are social beings, you know?
Unfortunately, yes.
Fortunately, we are social beings. Mm-hmm. And we live in a society, we are interdependent.
Mm-hmm.
And when we see each other in society, we have so many beautiful hadiths that say that whenever you're getting something into your home, just see like if your neighbor has. Just see if your relative has. Just see if your that sense of, you know, this kindness, it really affects you, how socially good person you are. And it has got so many social things like, you know, congregation prayers, wherein there's a unity you're calling upon. See, we call upon God so many times in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the obligatory surahs, which is Surah Hamd. And the beautiful prayer in this surah at the end of the surah is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim Sirat al-Lathina Anamta alayhim Ghayri al-Maghdubi alayhim wa al-Ghalin. So when we are praying, we are saying Ihdina.
Guide us. Yeah, I'm not saying that there's no individuality in Islam, but
there is.
The collective good.
Yeah.
The collective guidance. Everything is so...
So this is so beautiful. Once you're praying for yourself, pray for all.
Mm.
Guide us. Just don't be selfish.
Yes.
Self-centered.
I feel like if more people really understood or even knew Islamic teachings and how much it...
Comprehended these.
Yeah.
You know?
It encouraged us, it taught us, it demanded us, it commanded us, it ordered us to be so kind.
To be kind.
So kind. Like when a hadith says that a person can pray day in, day out, but if they're like mean or if they're like salty toward their family, then none of that act of worship means anything.
Yeah.
You know? And we just don't get it.
Thank you.
There's a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where His Eminence says that Jibra'il advised me regarding neighbors so much that I thought they would be able to inherit from one another.
Oh.
That's how much importance Islam
it is.
And also
this another beautiful hadith from Imam Ali al-Islam, which he says that what you like for yourself, like for others.
Yes,
what you dislike for yourself, dislike
empathy,
for all.
Sympathy, right?
Exactly. But most of the times what we dislike ourselves, we like it for others.
Yeah, I just want to get rid of
and
it.
And what we like for ourselves, we don't want others to grab it from us.
And also, in contrary to what's been happening, the individualism and the...
taking care of orphans.
That's going on in today's world. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Islam is very much about togetherness.
Togetherness. Unity, community.
Unity, togetherness. Supporting
kindness,
one another.
Generosity.
Random
because
acts
I think,
of kindness,
you know,
actually.
You in the previous sessions we discussed about, you said if someone says, I really love you, but he does not show that with his deeds, you really want to tell that person, get out of the home. And when we say to Allah that we love you, we have to have some of His qualities to get closer to Him.
For sure.
He is kind. He wants us to be kind.
Beautiful.
He wants us to be kind to get closer to Him. He wants us to be generous, to be more, to drag us more closer to Him, actually. So even that's the definition of true love. Like when you say someone, I really love you, you want to grab all those qualities that person has. You want to, you know, follow all that, whatever your lover has. So, yes, when Allah is telling us all this, is actually grabbing us more closer to Himself. And the more kind we are manifesting His qualities in us. You know, when He created us, He was proud of Himself and said, Ahsanul Khaliqeen.
The best of creators.
Yes, so...
because He just thought we were so awesome. But we don't act awesome sometimes, especially as Muslims. I feel like the load of responsibility on our shoulders is like a lot, because we've already been handed out. We've been given the manual, you know. We've been equipped with the necessary set of directions and instructions to lead a wholesome, prosperous, productive, like hashtag best life, right?
True.
And if we don't do it, it's totally on us, because we just have no excuses left. And our literature and our sources and our scriptures are just so rich. They're so satiated.
So much filled with
exactly.
This.
So satiated with life hacks.
Yeah.
On how to be a wholesome person, a better person, how to be loved,
a better
how
leader.
To give love, how to be a better leader, be a better neighbor, be a better spouse, be a better child, be a better parent, be a better citizen, be a better teacher, be a better whatever. Whatever you're going to do,
exactly.
Do it in the best way you can. And Islam is teaching you how to do it. And if you can't do it, then
in
it's totally on us.
In each and every phase
us.
Of your life.
Exactly.
In each and every phase of your life.
And I think one of the most important aspects Islam teaches, one of the important points Islam teaches us in every aspect of our life, especially in the social aspect, is the magic of that balance Islam gives us.
Yeah.
That we don't go through to the extremes in our interaction with
someone.
Other people. Exactly.
I am someone. And this
on
someone
one hand, Islam tells us to, this is the things that you can do to be loved.
Yeah.
And then Islam tells us to be super humble as well.
Super humble.
To be super down to earth. Exactly. And not think ourselves above anyone.
Yeah.
And not to be self-conceited. It tells us to give charity, but then not go crazy over it.
Yeah.
Right? It tells
give
us...
give from one hand and not let your left
exactly.
hand know about this thing.
And on the other hand, don't just blow your life off. It tells us to be super duper good spouses and good parents.
Yeah.
But then it also teaches us that these people don't belong to you. You don't own them. They're amana. You've been entrusted with them by God. They will return to their creator.
Yeah.
It creates this balance. It tells you to be this is what the things that you can do to be a good friend. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, it's like, but don't go get ahead of yourself and share all of your secrets with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these little things are just so incredibly beautiful.
They are.
And it gives our life so much depth.
So much depth. And it's so much beautiful direction. A perfect direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys are listening to Youth Station here on IRB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We have this Ayatollah, one of the books of Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi, who says, if we get an answer of four questions, where did we come from?
Hmm.
Where we have to go, how we have to go, and what's our aim here and there, is life will be blissful here and also there in
yes,
that world.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely. One of my favorite Islamic teachings in terms of interaction is regarding our interaction with nature.
Nature.
I love it so much. And aside from like in the major religions, aside from maybe Hinduism and Buddhism,
I can't think of any religion.
Maybe they do. I have to do more research. But I just know it's so strong in Islam.
Okay.
And it's so beautiful, the teachings we have in regarding our interaction with nature. And it breaks my heart to smithereens, the fact that Muslims are not aware of this part enough.
I would want you to share, for sure.
For starters, like, you know the saying that all's fair in love and war? Well, that's humbug, because it's the exact opposite in Islam. Everything must be fair, even in love and war, right? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'd lead battles and he'd be telling his companions, his army, that when you overcome your enemies, you're not allowed to burn their palm trees. You're not allowed to ruin their fields. You're not allowed to kill their livestock. You're not allowed to disrespect their nature, basically, and their earth, and how we're not allowed to harm any living being unless it's our very life depends on it. If you don't go hunting, you die, right? And this is to an extent that hunting for no reason is so forbidden in Islam that if you travel for the purpose of hunting for no reason, your travel would be considered as an unlawful travel, thus rendering your prayers complete, and you don't get to break the prayer in half like you do on a normal travel.
Wow.
And it just blows my mind. We're also almost out of time, but I want to say that, guys, please look it up. The ahadith, the narrations, the beautiful narrations we have regarding our interaction with nature, animals, plants, other living beings. And it's just going to make you fall in love with this beautiful religion even more. And it's just going to really make you understand that those psychopaths that go around slaughtering innocent civilians in the name of Islam are not only Muslim, they're not even human.
They're not even human beings.
According to Islamic standards. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being with us. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator, my alpha and omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guide us away when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love, and my